Welcome to Season 3 of the Student Leadership Podcast. We believe you were created to make a difference. So we want to equip you to lead your generation in whatever setting you find yourself in. So whether it's your high school, middle school, college campus, or anywhere in between, we want to help you point others to Jesus. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Student Leadership Podcast. I am your host, Jordan, filling in for Aaron Holt, and we also got the one and only, the real Holt, the heir to the throne.
What's up?
The firstborn, Caleb Holt. But today, way more importantly, we are joined by our special guest, our guest of honor, Nate Ortiz. What's up, bro?
Man, not too much. It is great to be on the podcast, truly. I mean, I feel like this would... We're supposed to say, but it truly is an honor to be here.
Yes, bro. Okay. So for students that don't know Nate, he is the DYD, District Youth Director, in the District of Ohio. Is that all of Ohio?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Question, my man. I'm from Pittsburgh, so I like you, but I don't know if I like Ohio. But I got to know how much I like you or dislike you based on one thing, which is, which football team do you claim in the great state of Ohio?
Can we say the Buckeyes? Is that?
Oh, that's a great, that's the one you should claim, but okay. Buckeyes for sure. Great year.
Buckeyes. Right. Yeah. So I'm from originally, I live in Columbus, but Northeast Ohio. Mm. So Youngstown.
Oh.
So when people would ask like, what's your team, is always like, are you Browns or Steelers?
You know, okay. What I mean? And so is the answer Browns?
The answer is Browns. I mean, but like I have a very complicated athletic journey as far as teams go. Cause like my team that I claim, like guess what's my favorite team? It's the Dolphins, which for a long time was just as bad as being a Browns fan.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm loyal, but you know, for the Steelers fans, I'm like, yeah, there's just a lot of Ohio people on those Steelers teams, you know,
that is true. We picked up Najee Harris. Anyway,
no, he was Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, he was Alabama. All right. Swing and a miss. I don't know college football.
But those years, like, I mean, like Ben Roethlisberger,
Bing Bong,
Miami, Ohio. Yep. Santonio Holmes.
Throwing it back.
True.
Caleb, you were still on the
championship years.
No, I wasn't. I remember Santonio Holmes. I remember that one play.
All right. Good. For the people that have stayed on the podcast, welcome to Fantasy Talk, Fantasy Football. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, Nate, real quick. One thing we like to do, we kind of already did it, but one thing we like to do with all our guests is just get to know them kind of on a personal note before we talk leadership and student leadership with them. So here's a question I have. If you could live in any fantasy world, fictional world, universe, which one would you pick? So options, you know, we think Star Wars, we think Star Trek, we got Marvel, we got Lord of the Rings. We've got, I mean, there's probably many others out there. Do you have one that you would want to live in?
One I would want to live in. Oh, man. That's a great question. If I had to pick one out of even the ones you just mentioned, I don't know. Can I open up? How vulnerable can I be on this podcast?
We love
authenticity here.
Amen. Let's go. You got my interest. So,
all right. So until recently, I have never, ever seen a Star Wars movie.
Oh, wow.
Not one.
Dang.
Never. I know, right? I just bared my soul. People probably, I'm shutting this off right now. I can't even listen to this guy.
First the Browns, now this.
Right. So I think I would go Star Wars. I think I'd go Star Wars. So like my boy, I had three boys and they were like, we want to watch it. So like I went through, not like I still got some more to go.
Yeah.
But I mean like the big ones.
You're doing
I've seen them.
Wow.
I'm doing it. Yes. Yeah, so I'd say Star Wars. I think.
So you would want to live under like an oppressive dictatorship regime sort of government thing.
Like what's, I mean,
Wild there's West. No what's escape.
What's the place? What's that one? Maj, whatever her name was, like she had a little like safe haven deal.
Oh, in episode 7, like her little safe. Yeah, you wouldn't live there specifically.
There we go. That's where I would live.
Okay,
just like right. See, you know how novice I am. Like Caleb just took like this deep. Like, so you want to live this oppressive? Nate, is that what you're about? Like, see, I'm like. My theology in the Star Wars is very limited.
He wants to be a live dead missionary in the Star Wars universe.
Bringing Mos Eisley to the truth. Amen and hallelujah. Okay, great.
Man, I already feel outside of this conversation. Like, you guys just took it to a whole level. I feel like I need to have my 9-year-old son here to help me in this conversation.
We believe in mentorship. So off the podcast, Caleb and I will mentor you.
Yeah, we'll coach you up.
In Star Wars.
I would be a youngling.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
A youngling.
A Padawan.
There we go.
Yeah, Padawan. Okay.
Padawan.
So, Nate, other than Star Wars and Browns, obviously, we know you do a lot of work with student leaders, helping them take steps towards Jesus. That's why we brought you on this podcast, dude. Talk to us about one leadership principle you got for student leaders today.
Yeah, I would say, there's lots of cliches things that we could say that are catchy, but I think one, as I thought about my years in youth ministry, it's about 17 years been youth ministry, and I would say that your repetition becomes your reputation. Now that's something, you know, I don't know who's original with that quote, but I think that's just a good to the point. When you think about your life and who you are and what you want to become, is that your repetition becomes your reputation.
Okay, let's define some terms so everyone's with you. What do you mean by your repetition?
Yeah, so I think when I talk about your repetition, what you do daily, and I think as a teenager, that's hard to say, right? There's things that you have to do, but what are the things that you're intentional about? That's what I would define as your repetition.
Okay, and then so you're saying, link them together now. The things you do every day, that becomes what you're known for. The things that you do, you know, day in and day out, that's how people know you. How would you kind of say that in a different way?
Yeah, I think, so the things that you do every day, right? If you're the person that shows up late to class all the time, if you're the person that's always cracking jokes, right? If you just do these things all the time, right? That's what you become known for. And so to kind of take a little of a deeper dive here, I think for teenagers, I think for even adults sometimes, the scariest place for someone to be is by themselves. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is sometimes they only like who they are by themselves. There's lots of things in their heart, in their mind, they're struggling or dealing with. And so I think when they have this opportunity to project this reputation with like, hey, I'm the funny person, or I'm the smart person, or I'm the athletic person, or I'm the super spiritual, whatever that might be. They repeat those things, but yet it's not coming from a place of genuineness. They just repeat what they think people want versus who, you know, God's really calling them to be. So, right. I mean, it's, right, they project images in lots of different ways, like the clothes you wear, right? What your socials look like, all those kind of things, who's following you, who's not following you, right? That's just kind of what it is. And so if you think about it, if someone's like, this is what I want my reputation to be, and people are rejecting it. So let's put it in the realm of faith. I want to be known as a Christian. I'm going to go into my school, right? I want to be a light in the dark places. And people are rejecting what you want your reputation to be. Right. That kind of puts you in, as a teenager, kind of puts you in a little bit of a tailspin. Mm-hmm. So you begin to question a lot about yourself.
Yes.
So, right. When you're by yourself, you're thinking, man, am I really cut out to serve God the way that I want to?
Yeah.
Are they right? Am I this or am I that? So I think the repetitions that you do, is it really who you want to be? Because when people are students by themselves, I think they can lose that sense of security or identity in Christ.
Let's go.
So Nate, where in scripture, or like who in scripture do we see live out this principle well that students can look to and say, oh, I want to live like that. Or, that's an example I want to follow.
Yeah. Right. Can we say the Sunday school answer of Jesus?
Right? You are allowed. We love him here, bro. He's cool with us.
Well, here's the thing. I think, if we're not careful, especially in youth ministry, I think we minimize people's journeys, or we minimize who Jesus was, right? You look at Jesus when he's tempted, right? We've heard that sermon preach, and right, the baseline, if you ever heard it preach, is that Jesus defended himself against the devil with scripture.
Yeah.
Like that was it. What he did, right? If you grew up in church, you've heard this message. And so sometimes we're like, yeah, like that's good. Like, and we kind of move on from this thought. It's like Jesus, the Son of God, used scripture. I mean, how much more important is it for us to have that? And, you know, even with prayer and those different disciplines like that, those repetitions. And that's one of the things I love about the Christian faith, is that Jesus never asked us to do something that he didn't do himself. So he didn't say, well, you know, dying to self is a good idea. You should do it. Or, you know, or like knowing, having God's word inside your heart, right? That's good concept. You should do it. No, he lived these things out. And so I would say Jesus, but I think to even answer that even more so is you have to realize that every person in the Bible has shortcomings. And we get that, we understand that. But I feel like we kind of want to box people in into one certain aspect of faith that we understand.
Okay.
So we look at, you know, Paul, like, man, Paul writing 2/3 of the New Testament, my guy, right? That's who I relate with. And it's like, yeah, but he was literally killing people before. And so if you put that in the context of 2022, it's like, it'd be tough. It'd be a tough sell, right? If you're like, hey, we got our new youth pastor. He's come to the stage, fresh out of prison, had a great prison ministry, but here he is ministering to your teens.
Yes.
Right. It's a different concept that we take in. So, one of the scriptures I'd like to even point to is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3-5. And, you know, you can look that up. But essentially, I want to point to that scripture because I believe it helps us understand, you know, our repetition becomes a reputation. The fact that God has made us into three parts, right? We are mind, we are body, and we are spirit.
Okay.
And so, you know, and I could read it if you want, but first, you know, people can read it on their own. I'll save time. But it's laid out in there. And so when we think about our development as human beings, right, I've known lots of spiritual people that haven't had great spiritual disciplines, but they didn't have discipline in their body.
Okay.
Or people who had great, you know, in their flesh, right? Or they had it in the spirit, you know, they had it in their body, but they didn't have it in their mind. And I think there's this understanding of what disciplines are you practicing in your mind, in your body, you know, and in your faith, that's who you really are. So you can't say, oh, I'm a good godly person, but you let your mind run wild.
Oh,
you can't say, oh, I'm a good godly person, but you aren't taking care of the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, for those who are listening, you know, I'm not saying health is like, you know, talking about your physical health. I'm not talking about health being a number or looking a certain way. I'm not in the gym every day. I'm not that, you know, that level of fitness. But what I tell people is that you're like your physical health. We'll just pick on that one. It's relative. So if you're comparing my physical health to that of, you know, Tyreek Hill or, you know, Usain Bolt, I'm going to be look grossly unhealthy. Right. But if you're saying I want to pursue a healthier lifestyle, what does that look like and how do you move forward and what are you repeating to get you to that place of reputation and say, that's who I am. I make wise, healthy choices, with my body, with my yes. spirit and with my mind.
Okay. Nate, can I restate what I hear you saying just to make sure I understand it? So are you saying that, you know, based on that verse, we find out that we're not just, you know, one, but we are three. There are three parts to us. And so part of our reputation is tied to what are our daily habits in all three of those areas. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So for me, and I think for a lot of students maybe listening, I'm not consciously listing out what my repetitions are. I'm kind of just living, you know, like I'm just doing the thing. Like I was waking up and I see a person I like. So I'm like, what's up? And I see a person I don't like. So I'm like, walk the other way. You know, like I'm just existing.
Yeah.
So walk me through what that would look like for maybe a student. Just from a practical standpoint, before we kind of ask a few other questions, I want to understand, how do we determine what our repetitions are? There are some that are obvious, like our behavior, but you talked about mind and like spirit. It's like, what is that all about?
Yeah, I think it honestly starts with this great sense of self-awareness of things in your life. Like if there's an area that you're struggling in, right? Why is this hard for me? Why am I struggling? So, you know, so whether it's your health, whether it's your mind, whether it's your spirit. So I think of it like this. It's like a three-legged stool, right? If you had a two-legged stool, it's not going to stand.
Oh.
Right? And so if you have all three, your mind, your body, and your spirit working together, that's going to be your best, healthiest version of yourself. So identifying your repetitions is to say, all right, right? You have students, but I'm always so tired. Well, why are you tired?
Oh, well, I stayed up late.
I was watching Netflix. Maybe you need to cut that out. Because then if you say, well, that's what I do to relax, then it's like, so relaxing is more important than you being awake for church or awake in school.
Got it.
So that's your reputation. That's who you're going to be. You're going to say, I enjoy relaxing more than I like being awake and learning and being the best, showing up the best version of myself. And so those are the the kind of thought process. You got to be very, have that self-awareness to ask yourself those kind of tough questions where, man, if I'm always doing this, where does this road take me?
Yeah. I love that. What I like is that it's more than just do better, kid. You know, it's like,
right.
it's less like, oh, I'm struggling with my mentality. I don't like how I see myself. Or, oh, well, just think about it different. But you can kind of trace right. it back and find what are your repetitions? What things are you doing? And that's why you are where you are.
Yeah. I think we see this a lot in our culture where young people today are kind of just going with the flow, right? And kind of just letting life take yeah. them wherever without any sort of direction, right? And I think this principle right here, your repetition becomes your reputation, can really be a cure for some of that stuff that we see in culture. Could you maybe talk about that a little bit more and how like this addresses that cultural issue?
Yeah. So, you know, I think for teenagers, one of the challenging things is when you're younger, for look, and I feel like I could say so much, and, you know, I know we have a short time on this podcast, but, you know, there's so much when you're an elementary school student, you're developing, everyone's kind of progressing at the same rate. You yeah. are learning that, you know, you learn the alphabet, you learn how to count, you learn these great things, right? Then you get into your middle school years and, right, you're maturing, right? You're going through puberty, all those kind of things. And then there's like this fork in the road where people begin to acknowledge things about you that you really never maybe even took in this is what they value, where let's say you're athletic and someone says you are faster than anyone else in this school. And that's all people comment on. Hey, man, you're scoring touchdowns, or even something as innocent as you're prettier than everyone else.
Yeah.
And boys are always, you know, whatever, just trying to ask you out or try to, you know, follow you on Instagram like that. And so if you're not careful, right, you begin to assume this as your identity.
That's good.
And you begin to repeat these behaviors that affirm what other people are saying about you. Well, if people think I'm pretty, man, I want to repeat that behavior because it feels good to be accepted in that way. Right. But as we also, whether it's athletics or whatever, but the moment, right, that kind of falls through or something happens or you receive this rejection, you put all this effort to say, this is what I kind of built my repetition around of being the best athlete or being, you know, you typically aren't going to hear students say, hey, you are a person of integrity. And I just appreciate that about you. Right? Yeah, yeah. It's like you're the most stylish or you're the richest kid I know or you're whatever. And so we have to be, careful because I think we misassigned value. And that's where I go back to my first point. I think that's where teenagers are afraid sometimes to be by themselves because they really don't know who they are because they don't have external things to really point them in a direction or they don't have things to kind of mask maybe the deeper questions inside of them.
You know, as you're saying that, there's also hope because it's like, do you want to change your reputation? Some are happy with their reputation. They're like, I like it. It's good. I am the pretty one or the one scoring all the tutties. But I think some people are like, I don't really like my reputation at school. I think there's hope to say, all right, change what you're doing then. You know, it sounds so simple, but you want to change your reputation, change the repetitions.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's it. So whatever it is with your mind, body, and your spirit. So, you know, if it's your mind, like, what are you thinking about? What gets the most reps in your mind?
Oh,
right. Like, what do you think about? But that's where you have to have that self-awareness and be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing I would say. It's not even like bad things. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even like it's bad things. And it's like, well, I'm not doing anything sinful. Right. And it's like, well, no, but this is what's getting your attention. This is what's getting your energy.
Paint that out more, because I think there's something there. I feel like we're on the cusp of something. Like, what do you mean it's not bad things for the black and white thinker or something double click on that a little bit. What do you mean by that?
No. Yeah. I think that, we only have so much time in a day. And when we begin to give our minds, like they begin to get more reps than other things that are going to be more enriching to us, where maybe it's a relationship, it's a healthy relationship, right? You know, it's godly, it's all those things, but is that getting more reps than you developing yourself as a person, as, you know, a young teenager, those kind of things. So even like your body, where if you aren't getting proper sleep, right? It's like, so I'm out having fun with my friends, but internally that's not good. It's not healthy for your body if you continue letting that get reps more than anything else and more than sleep. So it's really identifying what's like, you know, as I would say, Like when you're someone's singing on a microphone, right? They put EQs and put effects. Yeah. So like take all the EQs off of your life.
Uh-oh.
You know, take away all of it. What's most important, right? It's the whole, well, this is more important, but yeah, that's not getting the most reps. Cause you feel like that's always going to be there. Like Jesus is always going to be there. Like, you know, my parents are always going to be there, you know, or my church and all those things. But that's where it says you have to really say, okay, in my mind, am I controlling, right? Am I taking every thought captive to Jesus? Or am I just saying like, yeah, it's good enough.
Hmm. Dang, Nate, you're doing some counseling right now. Like we're getting into motivations. And I think if you're a student and you've never thought like this, not like what am I projecting and how do people know me? Or what does my Instagram tell about me? But like, who am I actually? And what am I spending the most time doing and thinking about? That could be really challenging. Nate, have you ever walked through a season in your life where you had to realize, uh-oh, shoot, this thing is getting more reps? Or maybe there's a student that's been in your ministry that you've watched kind of change, getting more reps, changing. Do you have any examples that could help paint this out for a student?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's totally been times. I think you have to understand, like in your faith, if you think that because you grew up in church, that's not the qualifier for you for being a good Christian.
Yeah.
Or I don't do these things and that makes me a good Christian. What Jesus wants, Jesus doesn't want our religious checklist. Hmm. But what he's really saying is, I want your life. That's it. So if you aren't willing to give that, then you're always going to struggle. Like I tell people, it's not, people view that as, man, that's harsh, or that's, you know, that's a big ask. But Jesus never asked us to do something he'd do himself. So it's the whole thought of, you know, if I went to the Marine Corps and say, hey, I want to be a Marine, they said, this is the qualifications. And I said, well, I could do 5 pushups. Does that get me in? No, then you are not a Marine.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it is. And I think when we have to be careful, when we talk about if you're going to be a follower of Christ, this is the cost. You know, make no mistakes about it. It's going to be that, you know, that sacrificial life. And it's not about saying, hey, every day is a sacrifice, right? There's some days we feel like, man, serving Jesus is the best. And then your other times we're saying, wow, this has been a really difficult season, but I really still am trusting in God in this. And so if I could say one thing real quick, I know we're...
No, we're great. Okay. Dude, you're killing. I mean, I'm having fun.
Okay. Well, you know, the one thing I'd say too is, you know, we have to be careful that you know, anything taken to an extreme, any strength taken to an extreme becomes a weakness for us.
Yeah.
Right. So I've seen people where, man, they're in shape, they're in the gym every day, like they're eating healthy, they're right, their temple's right, their mind is right. But like, man, like something's missing. It's like, yeah, like your spirit, that's what God has made you, right? Or there's people, right, they're like so spiritually strong, but there's not this sense of their mind, like their mind is just wide open. They don't have disciplined thoughts. And that's for everybody, right? That takes every day being able to say, okay, what's getting the reps? Because I want my reputation to be someone of integrity. Because we, man, if I could just share this last thought here,
please,
is that,
please.
You know, we live in such a culture where we feel like if we could just communicate something better, and that's true, right? You need to be a good communicator.
Yeah.
There is elements that when you're sharing with people, when you're just communicating a thought. But I have this strong belief that people are just not moved by better communication alone. But man, they are moved when there's such great conviction behind what you do.
Wow. When if there's great conviction behind what you do, you're going to do it more frequently, which goes back to the first thing you said. Your repetitions become your reputation, right? So it's less like, what are you talking? Are you doing it? And if you do, people will see you that way. Dang.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Caleb, anything to add?
No, any man, thoughts? That was great. And you tied it all together at the end there. At the, man, this whole leadership principle is great and kind of convicting, honestly, because there's some areas where I'm like last night, like I was up till midnight just watching the football game. I don't care about either of those two teams.
Yeah.
It didn't affect my fantasy football team. So I don't even have anything invested in it, right? And it's not adding value to my life. But now I'm here this morning and I'm extra exhausted because I wasn't being intentional with my time, my repetitions, and
And also, as Nate said, that it's not like evil. It's not like Corinthians 22, thou shalt not watch Sunday Night Football. But we know. Yeah, that's all. Oh, we're gonna have so much. Nate, you should listen to the overtime episode, because me, Colin, and Caleb will kind of break down what you talked about and try and apply it to our lives. So you'll watch us squirm and struggle and be vulnerable. Nate, if someone was inspired by what you said and they wanted to hit you up, where'd they find you? Where would they be able to find you?
Yeah. I mean, obviously on socials, Facebook, Instagram. I don't do much TikTok, but just Nate Ortiz 8. So ORTIZ.
Any
Nate
significance Ortiz 8. To the 8?
Eight's my number.
This is your number.
I was born on 8/8/84.
Oh.
And yeah, but beyond that, 8's just a significant number for me. It rhymes with my name. It's just, it pops up. So 8's my number.
8 it is, baby. All right, dude. Nate, thanks so much for being on the podcast. Students, stick around. We got an overtime episode coming up. We believe you are called to lead your generation. Students, do it with passion for Christ and, of course, love for others. And we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks so much.